I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. I would recommend you Google that quote from a very famous movie. So as we approach, I actually think we'll be there in a couple of days from today. As we approach Aries season and we exit Pisces season, this for me is a day of reflection, specifically on the power of the voice, the power of truth, the power of making decisions. What do you want to leave behind? Who do you want to be moving forward? Don't think that as you get older, you don't have those major decisions to make in life, because you do. And they're not going to be overnight decisions. They're going to be decisions that take some time to settle in on, because they're life changing. And as I'm about to do these happy birthday card pulls for a Pisces and an Aries, how apropos is it that we are leaving one season and headed into another? I'm looking forward to this reading, mainly because I'm looking out my window and it's such a beautiful day outside. It's very polleny. By the way, today is March 19th, and it's a Sunday. And as I said, it's a beautiful day. I spent the day getting a great massage. Oh my goodness. Woo! Boy, did I need that, honey. I'm so glad the place had a sister too. Yay! You kind of take these things for granted when you move south. We're not in New York anymore, Toto. So, and I'm only one mimosa in. I'm going to just dehydrate for the rest. if I don't drink water, I'm going to dehydrate for the rest of the day. I'm going to hydrate for the rest of the day. But before I go into hydration mode, I'm going to do these readings, and I wish the two people that are getting the readings today the very best, happiest of birthdays. I hope you enjoy the messaging. I hope we can take it in. And here's a big, 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 big thing. I decided to go into the crates on the cards that I'm going to be using today. When I tell you I pulled out possibly my original deck from when I started doing all this stuff for the public. This deck is Ask Your Guides. And this was like the first deck. It's so old that I had to stop using it because they were starting to get, you know, the edges were starting to get all worn, and I felt like, am I pulling the cards right for people? This old ass deck. But you know what? This deck has been calling me all week, and I think it's cool that I'm going to be using it today as we transition out and transition in. And let's see what they're talking about. I'm having a lot of throat chakra issues for the past month. And who knows? Sometimes the people I read are reflections of what I'm going through. It just happens that way. So I never feel sad or anything if I have just one person or two. I like it that way, to be honest. And I hope that you listeners are also enjoying the messaging as well. And the podcast is doing well. I'm looking at my analytics. I got people who are following. Oh my gosh. Thank you, everybody. Slow and steady wins the goddamn race. See you on the other side. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. First up, we have Kia. Happy birthday, Kia. Happy, happy birthday. We have a while before it's your actual date. Let's take a look here. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And so this is a great reading to start your new birth year off right. I wish you nothing but the best. As I mentioned in the intro, I'm using the deck Ask Your Guides. And as I also mentioned, this is not quite a vintage deck, but it is probably the first deck that I used when I started reading folks on the intranets. So let's see what message your guides have for you. What I like about this deck is that they tell you which guides are talking. So let's see what they're saying for you, dear, shall we? As I dig in, now I remember why I stopped using this deck. I'm telling you, it's frayed edges. But that doesn't mean that the message is going to be frayed. Trust and believe. The card you have is Invention. And this is being brought to you by your creativity guides. Your creativity guides. Lots of times when people hear about rebirth or creativity, they often say, I'm not creative at all. But this is not necessarily about being an artist or anything like that. This is about adaptation. This is about making adjustments. This is definitely about transformation. And in a lot of cases, all of those things can pose challenges in our lives. And I've said this in a prior podcast that sometimes life does hand you lemons and, you know, people can make lemonade out of it, you know, the cliche. But they want you to think about it this way, that your creativity guides are at your side right now. And they're trying to help you transform. Okay, they're there to help you transform, you know, sort of like in an alchemist way, the lemons into lemonade. Now, you may have inherited recently some circumstances that you find you don't know what to do with. But just know that any circumstances that we are given are given to us to work out in balance. There's not going to be something that's totally negative. And quite frankly, it is not something that's going to be totally positive either. There's got to be the balance somewhere. Where's the balance? Where's the balance in anything that you are confronted with? So, one of the things that your creativity guides are urging you to do is to be grateful for the pluses in your life. And then be creative with the negatives. Okay, so there's gratitude and creativity to help you with both the positives and the negatives. Now, one of the things that they're telling me is that you're really an inventive person, Kia, and that you have more than likely transformed many, many adverse situations into ones for the better. But what happens with people like you who are constantly doing it is you get tired. You're tired. You're like, when will I just be able to have? When will I just be able to receive? But if you had a lousy childhood and maybe you're dwelling on it, yes, it was tough. But try to hone in on the courage it took for you to develop, even in the midst of it. You found your transformation and start looking, what did I do to get out of that shit? Well, one of the things they're saying is you had a lot of courage. They said you had tons of courage to develop yourself. And even though you may not have received the support that you wanted, you became self-reliant because of that lack of support. And maybe this is about your job. Maybe the job is, not very fulfilling. So they're saying if that's the case and you've gone from job to job to job to job, this might be the time to start your own business, the business you've probably been dreaming of. Maybe you have your own business already. Are you happy? Can there be some transformation there? And I want to make sure you know this is not to deny you the pain that you've endured, okay? But it is saying to look at that pain as an incentive to move to higher ground. And your creativity guides are there to serve you. Okay? They're not scared of them lemons, honey. They've seen lemons before, so have you. Cliche time again. Gather the juice. Use it as fuel. Use it as fuel to invent much better circumstances, regardless of what those things are. They're here to give you inspiration. They're here to give you ideas. And they have plenty to share with you. I hope that you think about that this year, okay, Kia? Don't forget, your creativity guides are there to support you. Have a happy birthday and move forward with this. Move forward with this thinking. They are listening, they hear you. You asked for a message, and this is the one that they wanted to gift you with for your birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, and happy birthday again. Have a great year. Next up, we have Soy. I think I know who this is. Happy birthday, Soy. Thank you so much for getting this birthday card message. I see you had a birthday last week, this past week, and I wanted to say happy birthday and happy belated birthday. Thank you so much. Let's see what the Ask Your Guides deck wants to tell you for your birthday. Let's see what card I pull up for you. The card you have is Epiphany. And this is coming from the higher self, which is so interestante because your name is Soy. And Soy is am, right? Right? And higher self, whoa, the higher self is all about the you, the am. So let's see what they want to say. Whoa. This is about being inspired. This is about having a breakthrough. This is about revelations and divine guidance from the higher self. I always say the higher self is the one in the inner conversation that you have with yourself, but it's always the one that's positive. If you ever trying to figure out the higher self is talking to you, which one is the positive one? That one is the higher self. And sometimes you're aligned with it, and sometimes you aren't. This card is congratulating you for finally getting out of your head, right? Relying on that higher self so that you could be like, okay, I'm good. I'm out of my head, and now I'm connecting more directly with my soul. Your soul, Soy. So the flow of communication between you and the higher self, it's got to get stronger daily. And by doing that, you'll be allowing yourself to directly access all of your spirit guides, your angels, your spirit teachers more readily, meaning that you don't have to sit and meditate for hours to tap in, become whole in a holistic view of yourself. And as this contact with your higher self deepens, those answers are going to be like, boop, plopping right into your consciousness. Like gifts, like happy birthday gifts. These are the aha moments. These are the epiphanies. They're going to be appearing with, woo, this year you're going to be getting these with greater and greater frequency, like light bulbs going off. And over, you're going to find yourself in the right places at the right times. So pretend you're under the influence, but not of alcohol and drugs, but of your higher self. Wouldn't that be lovely, driving under the influence of the higher self? You'll become more spontaneous. You'll be dancing in synchronistic flow with life. Instead of what's been going on, like you're swimming up against the stream, up against the current. Ugh. Your higher self, which you should know, I shouldn't have to tell you, but it's encouraging you to trust your vibes at all times. You got to surrender that ego. That's the one that's the negative one, talking, by the way, to the higher self. I didn't want to say it, but they did. Your ego is going to surrender to the higher self, and it's going to allow for you to be gently led rather than like, okay, you know, you don't want to go kicking and screaming. You want to go in complete flow. Because before, you were fighting against the stream, and then you felt like you were yielding when you were figuring things out. You're being gifted right now. Be on the lookout, because you had your birthday, right, last week. So now they're saying, be on the lookout for the spiritual directions that they've been giving you. Because through these directions, you'll begin to have a deeper understanding of your soul's journey. So, sure. Stay and remain in constant dialogue with the higher self. But ask it when you are meditating, when you are having that self-talk, ask your higher self to override all these limited beliefs and perceptions that you have about yourself and keep on your true path. I like that word truth because, as I said in the intro, that's what the throat chakra meditations are all about. Seeking truth and being able to express the true you. The higher self, Soy, is asking that you really start listening. Listening, you picked the name Soy. Am. Higher self is saying, am. I am. Listen to me. I am. Listen to me. Watch the gifts. Watch the gifts start coming in. Watch yourself start honing in on the messaging and following the directions. See yourself being lifted to your higher consciousness and to your higher self. Let's start building that relationship. Let's start building a deeper relationship with your higher self. I hope that you have an amazing birthday year. Thank you so much for tapping in and asking for this birthday card reading. Happy birthday again. I hope to see you out in these internet streets soon. Soon come, one of these days. Toodles. Leave it to me. I was trying to decide what to name this episode. And if you haven't noticed yet, maybe you have not noticed, but I am using, I don't know which episode launched this idea, but I'm using music titles to represent the titles of the podcast. Number one, because music is always in my head. And number two, it doesn't hurt to have the name of titles. Because maybe I'll come up in the search. You never know. Today, I decided to name this episode Lemonade. Lemonade. That cool, refreshing drink. Number one, Kia's reading spoke of the lemons to lemonade sort of transitional thing. Lemonade is also about balance. Lemonade is that drink that really tests the skills of a mixologist. sometimes you get the lemonade that's just not quite right. And then when you find your favorite brand, if you're not even making it, you find your favorite brand of lemonade, that's the brand you stick with because for you, that brand is perfectly balanced. The lemon, just enough lemons, just enough sugar or whatever sweetener you use. Lemonade is a real test, but it always involves balance, and it always involves the balance of the one partaking in that particular drink. Everyone's lemonade preference is different, darling. So you kind of have to be inventive and creative and inspiring and transformative. All things that both of these readings, encompassed. Also, what I wanted to say about these two readings are they kind of did touch on the throat chakra stuff I was talking about. And you wonder how? Come on now, Kateri, you be stretching it. But in both cases, it's asking the people to tap into their true essence and tap into their true voice, their authentic voice, which has been a theme of mine, quite personally, and what I've been teaching people in my cohort about this month as well. Authentic voice, come on. You spend so much time trying to be somebody else or be like someone else, and that's never gonna work. It's never gonna work, okay? And at some point, the world, whether that world is a small world of five people you know, or a world of 500 or 5,000 or 5 million, you're impactful when you're using this tone. This signal that is coming directly from your throat chakra, the truth zone of your body, the part of you that needs to speak their truth. So remember that. Hopefully, when you're listening to this podcast and you are taking all the gems that you can. If it's your birthday, I'm wishing you a happy birthday as well. Hopefully, you've listened in and maybe something has resonated for you here. Thank you so much. I'm still enjoying doing this. Uh-oh. We are going into 2 months, 2 full months every Sunday. Oh my gosh. This is a record for me. I'm doing it. I'm staying disciplined and obedient, and I'm using my voice as I've been told to do with balance and with authenticity. Thank you to everyone who is listening every week. I appreciate you. And I will see you guys next week. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.